Custom Garden Radio Program Helpem Save Lo Wakablo Association and how lokata information by Helpem Kamapong Farming for Healthy Living. Custom Garden supported by Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations for UN Decade of Family Farming in partnership with World Association of Community Radio Broadcasters and Communication for Development COMDOV Asia. Custom Garden Radio Program Saturdays here on SIBC. Hello and welcome to another Custom Garden Radio Program here on SIBC, and I'm your host George Huatamauri Jr. And here with me in the studio, I have Lionel Faiga from the Custom Garden. Hello, Lionel, and welcome.
Hello, George, and thank you for having me here today for this another episode.
I know this program mainly focuses on local farmers, and Custom Garden have been doing so much, and we've been hearing so much from Custom Garden in supporting our local farmers. With Custom Garden's engagement with our local farmers across the country in promoting organic farming, firstly, tell us about what farming is, and in the context of Solomon Islands, how can our local farmers apply this practice of organic farming?
All right. Thank you so much, George, for your wonderful introduction. So firstly, I'll talk about Custom Garden Association, or KGA in short, its roles and function in our country. So the name itself, Custom Garden, means local gardening, and the association provides a platform that farmers can link to. And not only that farmers can link to the association, but also with each other, where farmers around the country can be having a network of farmers. And it became the legal local body that promotes food security in Solomon Islands community. So farming is basically growing of crops in large scale. And also I would like us to see the slight difference where gardening is small scale crop planting. By looking at the practices in our country, you can easily tell that most engaged in medium to large scale crop production. So we would easily say that our people are more engaged into farming activities. Mm-hmm. And so KGA have been working with communities for more than 20 years now. They are focusing on strengthening village-based food security. By saying food security, I'm basically referring to the concept of having a small to medium-scale gardening and farm by which people practice composting with animal manure, mulching, crop rotation, intercropping, and retaining of residues that would help organic matters to add value to the soils. So organic farming is basically when we apply these practices in our farm, not relying on any external inputs to be used in our farm.
Thank you, Lionel. I also understand that already some of our farmers are engaged in organic farming, but why organic farming, especially for us in Solomon Islands?
It is quite interesting seeing that our people have been practicing farming like for most of their time in the past. So yeah, that is totally true. Information is the main tool that our farmers have been using from generations to pass down information from one generation to another, and they have been continuously practicing this. So, you know, back in the days, our ancestors, they do shifting cultivation, meaning after using a plot of land, they'll find new spot to do their gardening by allowing the previous plot to regain its nutrients state that suits to feed crops. In other words, they give time to refill the nutrient bank. So I want to use these words, a nutrient bank, because it's more metaphoric when we use it in our conversation. Like, we know that bank is a storage of things like our money, but
just like money.
Yeah. But when we talk about nutrient bank, we are referring to the soil. So the use of organic farming is to fully understand the system or ways in which nutrients flow on natural cycle. And nature has an important role of keeping these various interdependent living things and organisms that feeds and provide food for the surrounding ecosystem. A forest is a natural classic example of this kind of setup, where naturally plants' dead leaves produce nutrients to the soil to provide food for forest plants, and this is the chain that we need to keep in order to maintain the soil fertility. And I would also like to take us back to one of the episodes where Dr. Shane's second episode, he did highlight that soil status depends entirely on nutrient availability to recharge. So see, I want us to use again the word, the nutrient bank here, in order to feed or provide the plants, trees, and other living things that they rely on soil or ground for survival.
You did mention about the nutrient bank.
Yeah.
And I know that our country has their own way of farming, right?
Uh-huh.
Like we have these atoll islands, islands with rocky surface, hill slopes, flat plains. In that case, with organic farming methods, is it applicable for all the provinces?
Well, thank you, George. Yes, that is the most important concern here. So even an ordinary person would think of starting a garden or farm, but might not have that confidence to do it because of the environmental condition, which might hinder his or her desire to do farming or gardening. So commonly farmers do gardening on fertile soil, but how do we know that? Remember, we've talked about organisms, and these organisms are the ones providing healthy nutrients for the soil. So long as you have soil present and apply this organic farming method, you will be very happy with the end results. So Caliph is one of the custom garden member who also did farming on their island. And this is in Renal and Bellona province. So Renal and Bellona is a atoll island. Yeah.
Or rocky island.
Yes. So, so that setting also give us an example, a classic example of sometimes we see places where farming, we could not do farming in that particular area, but with this method, you can apply these, you can have a farming activity going on in that place. So yeah, this farmer is now currently working on his farm, and he did apply these methods, and he also showed the pictures of his farm, his crops and veggies. They are growing very good, and it is very impressive. So yes, these methods are universal, and applying it, it just requires nothing but organic matters.
So we might give a shout out to Caliph if he's listening in Renal and Bellona province, and hope that he would share his knowledge to other fellow members in his community, and of course for others who are listening too as well. Lionel, some farmers would argue that while organic farming is encouraged, chemical farming may be much more preferred due to the reasons such as high crop yield, cheaper cost of food produce, and so forth. In that case, why should we continue with organic farming?
And yes, it's a good concern. Organic farming is when we use materials that can rot. And in organic farming is when we use external inputs like chemicals into the farm to help plants, crops, or fruits to grow faster. And this is a practice where commercial farming, they use to speed up the production, that is to meet consumption or the customer's demand. And let's bring the little guys in the picture, and I'm referring to the organisms. Organism present in soil, and they are our little friends. Their roles are so natural to produce nutrients for the soil. See, if we put them out from the soil, would nutrients be taken up by plants, trees, or other living things surrounding the environment? You will guarantee it with no plants on that plot of land. And so applying chemicals on your farm will only kill these organisms. A applying chemicals on your farm will only kill these best friends of ours that work hard to keep the soil healthy for us to live, eat, and live healthy. Farmers might want to apply chemical, but excess amount will leave the land unproductive. So that's when others might need chemicals, because like seeing the natural production of nutrients, and that is organic, and inorganic we have to like feed our products with chemicals. So seeing this difference, when we apply more chemicals on the soil, we only destroying the habitat there, and then we are changing the ecosystem. So excessive chemical will only destroy the habitats where these organisms they live in, and applying it for like in a long period of time, we will like these organisms will absent from this environment, and as a result, the land will not be fertile. And that's not the end. These chemicals will then be consumed by us. So look at the picture. What will happen? Our body system will behave the same as the soil, trying to fight and remove these foreign chemicals. But in excess amount, our body will start to naturally lose its function. Then we will be needing medical attention. Should we just eat naturally and live healthy? Yes, that's why organic farming is important.
Well, thank you again, Lionel, for your time, and I hope that some of our listeners, maybe they are not farmers, but with this program, it will help them decide, yeah? Maybe they would like to go into farming in the future.
So, yes, George, I think I've been enjoying this discussion, and I hope to share more in the future.
Well, listener, for this program, that's all that we have for now, and join us again same time next week for more updates and information from our one and only Custom Garden. Once again, from me, George Huata Maori Jr.
And from me, Lionel Faiga from Custom Garden Association.
Merry Christmas and have a blessed festive season. Custom Garden radio program, Helpem Save, Lo Wakablo Association, and Haolokata information, by Helpem Kamapong Farming for Healthy Living. Custom Garden supported by Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations for UN Decade of Family Farming in partnership with World Association of Community Radio Broadcasters and Communication for Development, COMDOV Asia. Custom Garden radio program, Saturdays, here on SIBC.